Proclamation number 4717 of 19th of August, 1949. Narrow, thorny path to height. World people. Countless people could still leave the broad path they are walking on and enter the narrow path which leads to me, thus to the aim. They could still gather rich treasures, even though the time until the end is only short. They still have helpers at their disposal on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom who would like to provide them with right guides and to whom they could entrust themselves without hesitation. Yet their will alone decides, and as long as this will does not consciously turn to me, for which faith in me must first be present, as long as the world is still in the foreground, thus holding all of the human beings' senses captive, they still walk on the broad path which seems more appealing to them and which they therefore don't want to exchange for the narrow, unappealing path, but which is the only path upwards. And yet they themselves should feel that the world can only offer worldly reward, whereas the spiritual kingdom can only be won spiritually, thus by surrendering the earthly world. Consequently, the path of earthly life will also show privations and hardship which shall let the human being change and mature. In the last time before the end, the path to the height will be particularly difficult to pass. Thorns and undergrowth will often make it impassable, and the wayfarer will have to look for help from above in order to reach the height without danger. And precisely these hardships and difficulties of life shall give you the proof that you are on the right path, for he who rules the world, who wants to win you over for himself, seeks to give you everything beautiful, to fulfill your wishes, so that you shall acknowledge him and desire his kingdom. Not many take the narrow, difficult path, and you can already recognize the time of the end because everything pays homage to the world. People live a worldly life and are only concerned about doing to Thebidi what it desires. But those who walk the narrow path have their gaze directed upwards. They strive towards the spiritual kingdom. They are mentally connected to me and turn their backs on the world. They don't look towards the broad, delightful path because they recognize it as misleading but are seriously willing to reach the right aim. Countless people could take an example from those and try out what a way of life that is less pleasing to the body than to the soul will bring them. And people's spiritual development as well as their physical condition would truly look better, for earthly hardship and suffering would also cease to exist because people would not need it if they took care of their upward development themselves. Yet people don't listen to well-meant advice, they don't turn to my word and my indications of the near end. And thus time will pass without success for the souls until the day has come when all will be called to account. Amen.